Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. 60 minutes in the rear view and plenty more to go in the big show because we're going to take you all the way to 4:30. We're going to go till 4 with our regular show, then take over for the Blitz for a half hour, and then turn it over to Aggie Basketball and Dave South as they take over at 4:30 p.m. with another holiday game. I guess because my dear sweet partner has decided to once again try to publicly shame me.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just having fun. I mean, what's
Clarence
the big deal?
Clarence wants to talk about snacks. If there's one man that knows snacks.
So you brought in old food to give to people to make them sick.
The box
Who
of licorice
cares?
As opposed to everything else. I'm and not now all of a sudden, I brought in all old food.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, Clarence?
Nothing much. Getting ready to drive on out of Houston for Thanksgiving.
Where are you headed to? New Orleans?
Yes, I am. Going to see family.
That's where Good the fam deal. Is? Are you guys big turkey and stuffing folks? Do you do the traditional Thanksgiving dinner?
Actually, we do ham, stuffing, gumbo, baked macaroni stuffed bell peppers.
See? Yeah, okay. I was going to say.
No doubt.
That's what I was going to say. I think a lot of folks in Louisiana don't do a traditional Thanksgiving where it's just, you know, turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes. There's always gumbo or something like that extra, right?
Yeah, Clarence, yeah, and a nice ham.
Yeah.
Clarence, now, is it everybody else calls it Cajun turkey. I mean, in New Orleans, everything's Cajun, right? So you guys don't label it like that.
No, we don't label it like that. It is what it is. It's just a turkey. It's whatever you want to choose to season it with.
Right.
A turkey is a turkey. You don't just call it a Cajun turkey.
You season it differently, though,
spicier?
Some people
call it that just to let people know that it has a little kick to it.
Yeah, there
My wife will make a blackened turkey usually, but that's just because she can't cook,
that's racist.
It just becomes burnt. So,
yeah, that's, it depends on the seasoning. You either get blackened or burnt.
Yeah.
That depends on the cookie.
There you go.
And, Barry, I have to disagree with you.
What?
The sell-by date is not the expiration date.
Get up, cut his now, line. It's with, get him off of here.
Thank you, Clarence.
Yeah, it's within the week.
It's within what?
It's within the week of the sell-by date, but it's not the expiration date.
But is that for all products? Well,
then they're still expired because the sell-by date was 11/3, and yeah. It's 11/21. So would you say
Did
that
you
those are
expired,
Clarence?
Brownies?
Well, now they expire. Yeah, it's at the beginning of the month.
See?
They expired now. But,
he had your back for all of 10 seconds.
Yeah. Wait, good job, Clarence. You came back around. That's good.
Nah, I don't know about those Twizzlers you have sounding like bricks over there.
2016. But, yeah, those are definitely expired.
Yeah, but
just
the sell by
next year's
is,
Halloween.
Like,
put them in the microwave. They'll be fine.
If you decide to go to any grocery store and you look probably at the back of a store or something like that. Walmart usually has all their cakes and pies and pastries and stuff like that. And they'll be getting ready to expire within like a week, so they'll put them back there and put them on clearance just to try to get them out.
Yep.
And have sell-by date.
That's where Joel shops, obviously. Appreciate
Clarence,
the call,
drive
Clarence.
Carefully, my friend.
It's not Joel's fault. You have to blame his wife on it. She made him bring it all to work. She could have took it to the new station.
She's not here to defend herself.
Clarence, at this point, just blame it on me.
Yeah, she's
it's easier that way.
She's not here to defend herself. I'm not going to do that. I can do that with Joel.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Y'all be safe.
You same too, brother. Drive safe.
Same to you, bud. Yeah, you be careful driving out there. There's a lot of idiots on the road. Yeah, I'm not saying you are, but, you know.
No, he's a great dude.
Yep.
And
sell by, best of, used by, expiration dates are all the same thing. The one that's normally used to confuse people is the born on date. That's from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. Yeah, that's from a beer perspective.
Yeah, from a beer perspective, don't they write when it was manufactured, right?
Right. Yeah. So you don't get skunky beer. Wasn't that the campaign for the born on date?
Skunk beer, yep.
Yeah. The sell by date is for the stores to rotate their stock. The best by date is determined by the manufacturer and only tells you when the product loses peak flavor. And I know that this person doesn't know what they're talking about because they spelled flavor F-L-A-V-O-U-R. And
they're just Cajun.
Yep, you're fired.
You're fired.
Flavor.
Yeah.
They're just Cajun. Raheel said he's not afraid of expiration dates, and this means there's more for him.
So there you have it. Good, you can have it. Somebody said, I can't stand black licorice, but I'll drink the hell out of some Jägermeister. Yeah, me too.
I hate that too.
You hate, but you just said you like black licorice.
No, I don't like black licorice.
Oh, you like red licorice, but not black? Well, that's just, I don't understand. It's all the same. It's just licorice.
It is not. But okay. Again, you guys aren't licorice connoisseurs, so there you go.
I will eat, I will drink Jaeger. No problem.
I will not.
Oh, I can't.
Really?
Ugh.
No.
That'd put some hair on your chest. I wish it'd put it on your face. I'd drink a lot this weekend. Line sitters make good money. People will pay $50 an hour for a line sitter. Okay, that makes no sense. Let me ask you this. Okay, if I'm trying to get a deal at Best Buy, and so I've got to pay someone to sit in line starting on Thursday morning to be able to get there for Thursday evening when they open up. If they sit there for 8 hours at $50 an hour, that's $400?
Right. Where's your savings?
Exactly. So all the money that I was going to save on the TV, I'm paying for a line sitter. That makes no sense to me. Your logic is
I'm never going to make fun of dog walkers again now that there's line sitters.
Yeah.
Because I used to like.
Used to make fun of dog walkers?
Yeah, I mean, who does that for a living?
That's a respected profession.
What?
I do it, but they're all ours.
Yeah. Well, see. You get paid to do it, you compensate.
There you go.
I get those ads on my phone all the time.
Really?
Oh, walk your dog. And yeah,
really?
And people pay. Oh, my God.
There's a business that'll come around and pooper scoop your yard for you.
Oh, my God. There's vans with their full all over circle.
I like that service.
You like that?
Because I will not pick up my dog's poop for any. I don't care.
Do you poop? You don't pooper scoop your yard?
Absolutely.
So you're
not.
The guy when you go to your house.
Hey,
be careful where you walk out there, guy.
Yeah, I will go across the street. There's like a lake.
Oh, so it's not in the backyard?
Yeah, it's completely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just let your dog crap everywhere else so you don't
Except
have to clean
for my
it up.
House. What
Absolutely. A jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a
it's
jerk.
Smart.
You're a terrible neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, hating ass Nick, just dog crap in everybody's yard.
Have you ever seen those
yard?
Bags that they provide so you can be that pooper scooper guy?
Yeah.
You ever see it run out? No, because no one's picking up
All
poop.
All over in our neighborhood, it runs out around the water.
Yeah, no one's picking up poop.
I've actually yelled at people in my old neighborhood. Mm-hmm. One guy let his dog crap in the yard, and I saw it.
Well, if you're gonna do it right there,
and he just walked off.
Well, that's it. See, that's
and
him.
I happened to be in my office.
I'll
with
chase
the,
his ass down.
I did.
I'll
I
actually
to be,
pick it up in that regard.
I was in the office with. No, I wasn't outside. I was in the office with my blinds open, so he didn't see me.
Oh, I would have.
And
left
I'm
it.
Watching his dog crap, and I was like, you know what? Okay, I get it. It's just a dog. No big deal. And then he just walked off, and I thought, oh hell no! So I got up, and went outside.
No
I was
witnesses.
Like, hey.
You keep walking. Absolutely.
I called him back. Hey, get back here and pick this up because I'm going to step in that later.
I like that guy.
Oh, I don't have a bag. I was like, well, go get one, or I'll follow you home. Your choice.
Did you I've really tell him?
Yeah.
That?
Yeah, I've done the same thing when we were in Midtown.
So he asked me for a plastic grocery bag, so I went and got one for him. I'll follow you home, and then I will crap in your yard.
That's hilarious.
How about that?
Thing.
I don't have a dog, but I can go get my cat box and dump it in your front yard
you
if you want me to do that.
The neighborhood pages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on there all the time, going for as much as you people are concerned about things that don't matter. You probably need to be concerned about the fact that if your dog craps somewhere, pick it up. Because the fact of the matter is, because we have multiple dogs, people are going to blame me if you don't.
Yeah.
So pick up your crap.
Guilt by association. Oh,
okay. Well, I don't have multiple dogs. I just have one, so I don't have that issue.
I'm aware of this.
Two cats. No problem. Somebody said they met Evan Gaddis at Randall's. Super nice guy. He seems like a really nice guy.
He does.
Guy. Yeah. Other than Alex Bregman, there's really no guys that would be hated on the Astros.
Is Bregman hated? Well, he's kind of a loose
punky.
Cannon on Twitter.
By the Blitz.
And punky.
Yeah.
By the Blitz, by the station. No.
Not by the station.
I mean, I don't know. He seems, I mean, come on, guys. You watched him in some of those post-game interviews.
Well, he's punky.
Yeah. If there's one guy that's going to be hated on this team, it's him.
I didn't know it was punkies. I was going to say douchey, but.
Okay.
I'm trying to be nice.
All that. I'll allow all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Douchey if he was a cowboy. Punky if he's an Astro. Does that make sense?
Yes. It does make sense,
though.
By its definition, if it's not within the sell-by date, you cannot definitively sell it as a fresh product, thus making it an expired product. Suck it.
I wish you would. I wish you'd go out there during the break and suck on two of them. All right, right now I want to tell you about the good people at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time. I'm going to continue to tell about them because the program needs your help right now more than ever. With Hurricane Harvey and all the devastation, if you lost a vehicle, whether it was insured or not, and now you're being told you got to get it rid of it, got to get towed off your property and take it somewhere else, that's going to cost you more money to get a towing service. Well, now you don't have to do that. All you got to do is donate it to the Texas Can Academies, and they will make the best of it, make it resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education, and you get the tow job for free. You also get a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5, and you get a tax deduction all in the process while knowing you're making a difference during the holiday season. All you do is call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You tell them what you got, you tell them where you live, and they do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take away the vehicle. They do the paperwork. They give you that tax deduction. They also will give you the $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5, and then the process really begins because your donation turns into those resources that kids need when they're struggling to get that second chance at an education. Maybe some of them need eyeglasses. Some of them need bus money. Some of them need warm meals. Some of them need book money. And they can't get those resources. And without them, the struggle is real as they try to get their education. But with them, they can focus on the books. That's why your donation is so important. And they need them now, right before the holidays. So if you can, please make a donation. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we talked about those Astros that you actually like, and they've been making the rounds. And we were also talking about Black Friday and how people wait. Did you see the line the other night for Altuve at the Academy in Katy?
Yeah, 300 was the limit.
Right.
So people were in line a day or two before.
A day, at least a
to
day.
To get a poster long?
And overnight.
To get a poster signed by Jose Altuve that said Academy on it.
You could not bring in your own jerseys and baseballs and hats and things. You were only going to get a poster signed by him. And all the news stations went crazy for it.
Yep.
Then they gave you the butt camera because they put a camera right about table level. And all they could see is the people's butts get in the way of the camera when they were trying to get to the table. And then they said, well, he may stay a little extra. So we'll give you, we're going to put out like 50 to 100 more. And see how fast he signs. And then, look, I mean, the guy's a hell of a guy, and he's got it. But he was just basically, like, on a mass production system, signing. One guy was flipping a poster, sign it, move it, sign it, move it, sign it, move it. And if people were taking selfies, he'd try and look up and give you, like, the half smile, like, hey, how you doing? Got to keep going. And just...
So it wasn't friendly. It wasn't a conversation.
He did his best. I think he was trying, but you could tell like there were way too many people in line.
I'm sure he was exhausted too.
I'm sure he's getting paid pretty well.
Would you be that way? I would feel bad. Like I know I talk a lot and I like to pretend like I'm, oh, don't hug me, don't touch me, don't do none of that. But when I'm actually out and I'm meeting people, especially after a comedy show, I don't rush anybody out unless they're like drunk and being belligerent or just, you know, hey, let me give you a joke. No, that's not how this works. But like when it comes to just meeting fans and talking to people, I don't know. I would feel bad by not acknowledging or at least being, hey, oh yeah, you want to take a sure? Yeah,
and he was trying.
I would feel bad.
So many people, and then some people weren't even asking if they could take a selfie, and he'd look up and be like, oh hey, and then you know back down to try and sign. But I was watching how he was signing, and he was so worried, I think, about trying to accommodate everybody.
Okay,
that he was just like mass as fast as he could sign, go sign, go sign, go, and that's you know it takes a lot out of it. But I understand the fact that you know these guys have been all over the place, but I'm sure he's getting paid pretty well to be there.
Why not have them pre-signed? And then you can spend more time with the individuals as they step up. Then you've got a stack of
signings. I don't think people would appreciate that, though.
But here's the other thing.
Why?
You should appreciate
that. I would want to see him sign it. I would want to.
Why?
I want to watch him autograph it.
I would agree with that, to verify it. Some people actually need to verify it, take a picture of him signing it.
If I'm waiting in line that long, I want to watch you autograph it.
Now, let me say this. I did the event with Springer earlier in the year.
And it was, and one of the reasons why everybody says, well, there's a limit. That's not fun. That's not fair. Well, he did it for 100 Little League kids, and he made sure that it was just, you know, they got that because he wanted to spend that time. So he talked to them for like 45 minutes and let them ask questions. Then he actually signed, and during the process of signing, if they wanted a picture and he wanted to bring their brothers and sisters in, their parents in, they would do, he would do that as well. And he made that way, he made sure that he gave attention to each and every kid in their family. And he,
see, that's cool.
Yeah, and he signed the poster, but then if they had baseballs and other things, he signed those things too.
That's great. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so really that was cool. Really neat. And he made the rounds. We know that we said Bregman the other day was on was a couple weeks ago, was ESPN and the whole New York thing, Good Morning America and all that. Altuve obviously made the circuit on the nighttime show. So did Correa. And then Springer was he was on the ESPN all day today. So,
really?
Yeah. So he did Mike. That's he did cool. The fill-ins for Mike and Mike. He did First Take.
Wait, no. Mike and Mike's.
Yeah, they're gone. So whoever's filling in for him now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did that. And some of his comments were great. He just basically, again, was summing up the season and how great it was to make the run that they did.
How did you feel about leading off in those games, even as you were struggling?
Yeah, you know, I think as a player, you know it when you're struggling. And you tend to start to do things that you wouldn't normally do. So I naturally started to press. And it kept going and obviously kept spiraling. You know, I did not hit well at all in New York. Just got flat out owned, and it was a conversation that I had with Carlos Beltran about just slowing the game down, kind of enjoying the moment and trying to get myself to go back to things that I've done all year that have gotten me to this position, and I understand that I'm hitting first, so it is my job to somehow, some way, get to first base for who's ever up behind me, and I've got the MVP of the league up behind me with Altuve. I've got Correa, I've got Bregman. You know, I have some guys who can hit. So all I had to do was slow the game down and try to get to first base and set the tone for the big jefes up behind me. And it's hard to not press in these big time games, but it was just a simple conversation and you know, that was it from there.
By the way, that noise you heard was graphics hitting the screen. So it sounds like he was zipping up his jacket and unzipping it real fast. Those were graphics on the screen.
He was wearing kind of a sweat jacket.
For the TV.
Was he?
TV watcher.
Okay.
But I'll say this, and because we know about it now, it's more noticeable to us, but the fact that he's fighting through the stuttering problem, and I think that when I was listening to the station this morning, ESPN 97.5, and listening to his interview on the radio at ESPN, and I just gave him more and more credit, thinking, you know what, and this is a way that he can actually have more confidence in mastering this and getting over this, is by going on these big stages and doing these shows and just stepping up and fighting his way through it. And he's just that he's a good dude. I mean, you're right. They're all good dudes, but you can't go wrong as a city knowing that these guys are representing you when you talk about Correa and Altuve and Bregman. I mean, and Springer. It's great stories and great dudes.
Yep. So as a fan base, you're lucky because you could be stuck with a bunch of A-holes. You know, yeah.
Yeah. And there are plenty of them out there.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's good to know. And, again, it never hurts to hear them continually say you're world champion Houston Astros on national TV. That's always a good thing, too. So, we'll continue to roll on. We're at the midway point right now. So, we're going to take a break at halftime, and we're going to come back with a whole lot more as we continue to press on. If there's something on your mind you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more, ESPN 97.5. Good night. That's
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, yeah. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the second half of the big show as we continue to roll on The Usual Suspects, coming out of the halftime locker room with fresh expired brownies, Twizzlers, and Ritz crackers, as well as some orange wedges as we're ready to go. We mentioned your Astros before the break. By the way, guys, in case you want to notate your calendar, Kirsten's in there, and you know she's going to notate hers. The Astros will unveil their World Series banner on April the 2nd when they host the Baltimore Orioles in their home opener after opening up with a series in Arlington to start the year. So they've already put that date out there.
Neat.
And then this. Former Astros number one overall pick, Mark Appel, DFA'd by the Philadelphia Phillies.
Dope.
Designated for assignment yet again.
Well, congratulations, Astros. You won the Ken Giles trade.
Yep, kind of.
Well, I mean.
Just barely.
Ken Giles has a ring. Where's Mark Appel?
Trying to get signed.
Exactly. Maybe they can re-sign him, the Astros.
He's got Cracker Jack. He can get a ring.
Hey, yeah, look what they've done for guys like Morton. Maybe they can turn Mark Appel around. Somebody has a question on Twitter for you. Mm-hmm. If Lisa is a vegan, what is going to be her Thanksgiving meal?
So her mom makes vegan stuffing, and then there's a way to make vegan mashed potatoes. And
Wait.
How's that possible?
Why do you have to make vegan mashed potatoes?
For her.
Why can't you just have mashed potatoes?
No, we'll have regular mashed potatoes too. But
what the hell are vegan mashed potatoes?
Well, they make vegan butter and all the things.
You're putting milk
in. Everything that they mix in with it is vegan as well.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking mashed potatoes
is just you take potatoes and you mash them.
Right, but then if you put some of the other stuff in,
like
you have
cheese
to be vegan
and butter on top.
No cheese. Barry, it's not you or me eating them, but this is what she eats.
Okay.
And her dad is also a vegetarian, not a vegan.
Does she like vegan
so
green beans?
Her mom will cook separate meals for them, and then her mom and I will have the turkey and all the other
stuff. Wow, that's a lot of work. So you're going to have turkey? She's going to let you have turkey?
She doesn't let me do anything. I'm not a vegan.
She don't let me do anything.
Because her mom doesn't eat that much, there's going to be plenty of
leftover
turkey.
At this point, I'm not
surprised.
Y'all are so disciplined. I'm not surprised that she's having vegan, like a vegan Thanksgiving dinner. Come on. They're pretty good about not putting the wrong.
No, when she sticks to a program, she sticks to a program. She can do vegan ice cream and vegan. Yeah, but she's unreal with
the stuff. Is she avocado ice cream like Brady?
Not avocado
ice cream.
You never heard of that? Yeah, I want to find it, though. I really want to find it and try it because I love ice cream. And if there was a way to eat it healthier, like Halo Top is good, but I don't want to really give them a lot of pub because they chose not to. Because
they didn't give you
use
any attention?
They don't want to use me as a spokesperson, which I think would be a brilliant idea for them. But
I thought it was brilliant that they didn't use you.
Shut up. speaking of, we got a text. Somebody said, Gilbert said, my wife is coming back from Beaumont and was only able to pick up 97.5, but she heard the Houston Cars for Kids plug and now wants to donate our old car.
There you go.
Good job.
Like, is it the same Gilbert that we know, Gilbert?
No, not that Gilbert. That Gilbert's not married.
Although it's possible
that Gilbert's married to Granada.
He doesn't use his car because he uses his bike.
Yeah. That's kind of harsh to say. I probably shouldn't have brought it up, but yeah. I didn't expect
not
Gilbert.
Gilbert. There's
Gilbert
more than one Gilbert in the world
to be married. Yeah.
Yeah, there's more than one guy named Gilbert. So
no, that wasn't me you're talking about, okay?
Anyways, made me a sandwich.
Anyways, okay, that wasn't me you were talking about, okay?
So are you guys a big leftovers guy for Thanksgiving, like turkey sandwiches?
Yeah. For Thanksgiving, yeah.
I mean, what did I say? For Thanksgiving, yeah.
You said for Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if I, like, because sometimes, you know, you misspeak and you don't realize you said something different.
No.
So are you guys like is it traditional turkey stuffing and you make a plate, or is it like turkey sandwiches?
No,
I'll do
turkey sandwiches kind of thing, but normally I'll have, like, just like a cheat day. I'll treat Thanksgiving like that, do all the mac and cheese and the mashed potatoes and all that. But then after that, I just capitalize on the fact that there's turkey.
So you don't do the leftovers? For
not
like
anymore,
the size?
Not like I used to.
See, I got back on my diet and I've been running all in anticipation of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday just eating like an animal.
I just do it on Thursday.
As like I'll probably go into Thanksgiving about 185. And I'll come out the other side about 192.
So you'll be a light heavyweight by the time Thanksgiving is over.
In 4 days, I'll gain at least 5 to 6 pounds.
That's not that bad. Considering how much turkey you're about, how much food you're going to consume over the weekend or over the week.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a whole lot. Like, I was almost tempted to tell my wife, you know what? Let's just start now. Are gyms open on Thanksgiving right now?
Yeah.
Are they?
No.
Yeah, mine is.
Why would you go to the gym on Thanksgiving?
We're playing basketball on Thanksgiving Day.
What kind of a dick makes people work at a gym on Thanksgiving?
I bet you there's a lot of people at the gym on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're playing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
You guys are a-holes.
No, we're not.
Why are you making the gym be open?
First of all, we're not making them do anything. I asked if they were open or not. When they said yes, then we planned the game.
Oh, my God. That's just terrible. They're open because people like you show up.
It's not true.
Yeah.
No, because their name is 24-Hour Fitness, and you kind of have to be open.
That's yours.
Are you working out at 3 in the morning? Why is there a 24-Hour Fitness
to begin with? I'll go late. I'll go 9 or 10 o'clock. I won't go like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
4:30 in the morning.
I wonder if anybody does show up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was thinking about that the other day when you were telling me.
What about 18-Hour Fitness?
Do you think the guys at the front desk fall asleep?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. They don't care. Because I've walked right past them before without signing in, and they didn't even.
Nick Sciarra's in the pool swimming naked.
Nope, negative. That's Barry Warner. Somebody I do not skinny dip.
Alton Brown from the Food Network has a recipe to make your own avocado ice cream. I got to look that up.
I mean, it's ice cream. If it's avocado ice cream, it probably tastes good.
No, you don't know that.
Kirsten says it tastes good.
Lisa convinced me to try the vegan soy ice cream.
Oh, don't do that. Just get the Halo Top.
It was terrible.
I'd rather have a picture
Halo
than an
Top
autograph.
Is vegan?
No, but I'm just saying, don't do that. Just
Still
get Halo.
City Pops. They have avocado, like, popsicles that are amazing, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a place in town, or is that a manufacturer?
In the Heights.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not going over there. Somebody said I'd rather have a picture than an autograph. On Twitter, Jeremy Morgan said, funny story, when Altuve was a rookie or his second year, I forget which, he was at the Woodlands Mall, and the line wasn't even that long. It was like maybe 10 deep. But he said, the picture's not worth it. So he didn't do any of that with Altuve. And now Jeremy's a dumbass. Like, why would you? Why, dude? You got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, the value now on all that.
Golly.
I mean, just think about it. Those kids that had no idea George Springer was going to be World Series MVP, that got to do all that stuff with him.
Yeah.
Now are going to look back. I mean, I got Lisa's nephews. Signed posters.
You got you something signed too, didn't you? Did you ask?
I bought a jersey there, and he signed it for me.
Will you sign my chest?
No.
No? You didn't?
No.
Just right there and then have it tattooed?
No, my chest has the turnover chain on it, so I didn't want to do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like that.
No, I bought a jersey while I was there, and he's like,
really?
Yeah, no problem. So I signed it, put it away, and now it's going to be great.
Joel, that's... Man.
What?
You can't do that.
I can't frame a jersey, put it in my den, and have George Springer's autograph on it?
No.
Oh, I certainly can.
You don't care, huh?
I don't care what you think about that one. Nick's seen the man cave. Having the signed jerseys up in the man cave, absolutely acceptable.
I don't know.
It actually looks pretty cool, too, the way he has it set up.
I feel like I'd be bothering the dude because he's already getting that enough.
Oh, I didn't have to ask. I mean,
you didn't care.
No,
I'm sure you had to ask. George Springer was like, hey, go buy a jersey and I'll sign it for you. You asked.
No, I asked the people that I was working for, and they said, yeah, just give it to us and we'll get him to sign it right before he leaves.
Oh. I don't know. I would feel bad because he's already like, oh, God.
Well, I talked to him about it afterwards, too, and asked him about it because I asked him to get the two posters for my nephews. He's like, yeah, no problem, man. Just what are their names? Signed them to them and everything like that. They got them framed in their rooms.
Well, that's cool. I bet they're excited about that.
Except they're Dodger fans.
Oh.
So that was kind of tough. Daddy's way of breaking it to him was, look at it this way, guys. You got the MVP signed on your wall.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing.
There you go.
I don't know if you guys saw this today. I was a little curious about this, but Michael Porter Jr., who was one of the top two recruits in the entire nation this year, decided to go to Missouri because his dad is an assistant coach now, I think, at Missouri, and his dad played at Missouri. But he was going to be for sure a one and done. He was going to be a top five and still probably will be a top five lotto pick in the NBA. But after the opener of Missouri's season, 2 minutes into the game, he looked like he had a hip injury. Now he's scheduled to have back surgery. He's going to miss the whole season. So is that considered one and done? Like, he's done his time enough, even though he only played like 2 minutes?
Like, are you saying he's faking it?
No, can he go to the NBA then?
That's a good question. I mean, he didn't really play a season, but he's a year removed from that, right?
Because
that's
the rule. There, he planned, his intentions were to play there, and then he only played 2 minutes. And now he's going to have, which doesn't sound very comfortable, microdiscectomy of his L3, L4 lumbar spinal discs.
I would probably, I mean, by the letter of the law, it sounds like it's...
I would think he's able to go,
because
right?
If he plays, what's the difference if you played one game or half a season? If you got injured and missed the rest of the season, that would still count.
It's like the opposite of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is 1 year in Duke, missed three quarters of the season with an injury, but then ended up playing and taking them through into the tournament.
Right, he came at the end of the year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying whether you play one game or half the season. If you miss the rest of the season, that would still count as your year.
Yeah, I would think he's legit and he can go to the NBA draft after this. But that's too bad for a kid that was going to show his wares and I believe he was going to play with his brother. His brother got classified early so that they could play together for a year, and now he's out for the season.
Sucks for him.
And this just out of Denver, Paxton Lynch is your new starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Nice.
The Brock experiment is over, kids.
Oh, well, that was over when it started.
Yeah, been there, done that. So those are just some of the news headlines of the day, and we'll continue to move on. We've got plenty more on our agenda, but there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest. Give us a call, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or as Barry checks the tweets and the text, we all check tweets. We'll make sure that we communicate them throughout the show. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we got a little Macklemore playing in the background. I had to actually check this twice when I saw the headline on this story when I brought it to the production meeting today for you guys. But then they literally have the picture, and it's crazy. Do you know, Barry, did you know Macklemore has a painting of Justin Bieber in his bedroom, and Bieber is naked with a stack of pancakes on his junk?
Why? Is this real or is it just a fake?
Like, no, it's
painting.
Legit.
Oh, I'm
it's
looking
real,
at it now.
And he literally...
Well, it's not an actual photo of Bieber.
No, it's a painting, I said.
Yeah, but okay. But did he pose for it? I mean, I doubt it, right?
He was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen when he revealed that he has this painting, and he talks about where it is and why he has it.
Penny H. texted, I love that you have a naked Justin Bieber with pancakes over his junk painting. Has he ever reached out to you about it? Have you ever interacted with him about it?
Not about the painting, no. You know, I bought it on Etsy as like a white elephant Santa gift.
Okay.
That at the end of the night just stayed at my house. No one took it.
Okay.
I'm very proud of it. And it's become a huge headline.
It has.
It's like Macklemore owns a naked right. Justin Bieber dick pancake painting.
Right.
And it's part of my thing now.
Right, yeah. Right. That makes
so
sense.
So it goes right above my bed. And obviously. You know, whenever I'm with my wife, intimately, I can always stare if I want to control my orgasm.
Right.
That's awesome.
Just slow it down, you know.
Right, hold it back.
Slow it down.
Hold
That's
it
good
back.
Stuff.
That's
yeah.
good. It's just crazy, man. Like, you read the headline, you're like, no, that can't be true.
There's a flapjack joke.
Well, you wouldn't have
somewhere.
A naked painting of Justin Bieber at your home, Barry? I think you would, right?
Barry would.
Me?
Yeah, totally.
On the farm?
With like pancakes covering the...
No.
No?
No.
No, but ice cream would work.
Avocado. What if he was covering it with avocado ice cream?
It was avocado ice cream. Now you're talking.
Joel would have it signed and hung in his man cave. Hey, Bieber, would you sign this flapjack nude weird thing and let me hang it, please?
Meanwhile, Barry's would be scratch and sniff avocado ice cream on his.
What? Why?
Why not?
I don't know, because I'm not
that
into
way
that.
You could have double the fun.
Are you a scratch and sniffer, Joel?
No.
I think you are. Think you are.
It got weird real quick. Hey,
don't get me started, Nick.
Uh-oh. Oh, he threatened you.
I'm Ooh. The one who got it weird.
Ooh, he threatened you.
Who brought
you?
Up scratch and sniff?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
I do remember those stickers back in the day. Remember they would like strawberry or...
You guys are going to laugh because this kind of goes back
to
what we were talking
those.
About.
Those are pretty cool.
About with the dogs and cleaning up after your pet. Now when you go into like Petco and we get the dog bags, it says scratch and sniff on the packages so you can smell that the bags are scented so that you don't have to smell the crap.
I thought that was going to go a different direction, but that's okay.
Do you know how many people have probably scratched that with their nasty-ass finger and put their face to it?
No, germaphobe.
Gross.
I just know that it's in the Petcos and the PetSmart.
Oh, well, that's gross. So is this... So James Feamster has... So we're starting to get foods that people are making, and I have a feeling today and tomorrow that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Jeremy Morgan sent us a turkey stuffed with an octopus or a
Tentacles.
Squid. That's gross.
Nasty.
Not happening. James Feamster sent us an apple pie where the top is bacon, a bacon weave. And I don't know where I stand on this.
Well, I'll tell you what, because you and I were talking about it during the break, and I know there's applewood smoked bacon,
but that's
and all
just
that,
the
and
wood
apple
from
and
the
bacon
tree.
Can kind of go
it doesn't
together.
Mean it has apple.
But you
or
look
taste.
At this pie, and you know how apple pies and pies have the crust crisscrossed on the top?
Yeah, the weave. It's yeah, a bacon weave.
Okay. Well, it's all bacon, and man.
I don't know where I stand on this. I don't know if that would be good or not. He says it's really good. I feel like he's just trying to fool us and troll us. Oh, speaking of trolls, I had one yesterday. They got me. Remember the one I told y'all about at the break?
No.
Which one?
On Facebook, there's a guy who started... somebody
said the guy was going at you about...
I told him, feel free to bleep off whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a troll.
Was he?
Yeah, he started... He told me something about being an illegal alien. I was like, you're just trolling. You're just, now you got
illegal
me.
Illegal alien.
Yeah, you know what? You got me. I fell for a troll, and then I moved on. And then he tried to keep going at me, and I was like, it's too late. I'm not feeding the troll.
I got it.
Now that I know you're a troll, done. Yeah, don't keep selling it, okay? You got me. Let's move on. Yeah. It's over.
He got you for a second there.
I was
it's
mad.
Good.
Yeah, he got me for one reply. But where did it go? Where was this? This sounded weird. Oh, Eric Resendez.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Eric that said that he makes
he
the...
Whole
no,
list
I'm sorry.
Stuff.
Josh Trevino. Josh Trevino said, at my house, I'm doing the turkey, ham, truffle mash.
That's foo-foo.
And cream cheese, jalapeno, corn. Cream cheese, jalapeno, corn sounds amazing.
I'm with that.
There's nothing that sounds bad in that. But truffle mash, what is that?
It just means
it's
like
got
on
truffle
the top,
butter in it?
Yeah, it's like the fluffy, like they do the designer little swirlies on the top or something.
Really? I don't know.
Why does everybody have to foo-foo up the good the way it is? Just mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, you know, don't mess with macaroni and cheese. Don't mess with it. It's good.
I'm kind of simple about that. I want turkey, mashed potatoes,
macaroni and cheese.
Those are the three must-haves.
You guys like truffle butter?
No, not really, no. That didn't sound very manly, so I'm not going to.
I think you need quiche, it. Just Nick? Google Nicki Minaj. I think it's Nicki Minaj.
Google Nicki Minaj. I've done that plenty of times.
No. I think she's the one that sings it. Google Nicki Minaj truffle butter, and then just be glad you answered no. But truffle mash is what I thought about. I was like, wait a minute. What? What are you putting in your mashed potatoes, man? But I don't know. We don't do anything exotic like that.
No, I hate that nothing... people do like duck mashed potatoes or, I mean, the duck macaroni and cheese or quail this or do that. Stop foo-fooing. Just stick to the old recipes that work.
Have you ever had a turducken?
No, I don't like duck.
You don't?
No, it's just greasy.
Duck's pretty good. I've had quail.
But lamb. You really need someone who really knows how to cook duck.
Duck?
I've tried it twice, and the first time, not impressed at all. The second time, I was like, this person, you know, did some things.
Really oily and greasy, man.
I wasn't a big lamb guy, and then I had a bunch of lamb at, like, the Brazilian steakhouses, and I kind of became, like, I really started to like the flavor of that.
Well, that's Euro meat for the Euros, too, and Nick just fell
apart. What the hell was that? Are we all right?
We were watching she was watching a very bad, like a perverted Nicki Minaj video.
What?
Kirsten was, yeah.
Kirsten, don't do that on our show. We're trying to keep
she went topless on some magazine.
We got kids listening. We can't be doing that. You guys are giving our show a bad reputation in there. We're trying to be
Nick
professionals
caught
red-handed out here.
And he places the blame firmly on someone else. She was watching a video. I didn't do it.
Not me. Didn't do it. It was all her.
Wasn't me.
I'm making turkey 8 sides. 2 different kinds of rolls and 2 desserts all from scratch. That was your friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
That sounds good.
That's a lot. Whatever happened to like, all right, I'm going to make one and you bring one and everybody else brings one. Like, I'm supposed to bring rolls. That's my job for Thanksgiving.
You can't screw that up.
Oh, yeah. You can burn them.
Well, you can buy them from the store.
Well, that's what I'm bringing. The
Hawaiian
kind of
roll. Yeah.
But it's just like Mrs. Baird's or whatever. But it's just the kind that are in the white little box with no top on it, and you just throw them in. Yeah, you can't. That's what I'm bringing. But I don't understand. Like, getting crazy with it is one thing, but Thanksgiving is kind of traditional, right?
But that's what I'm saying, too. Even the deep-fried turkey.
I don't mind that. That's turkey.
Man, It sounds like someone's going to try.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah. Deep fried turkey is not bad at all. It's really
delicious.
Good.
It's good, but people
I've had deep fried duck, actually.
People...
That's when it was actually kind of tasty, when I had the deep fried duck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the only time it was tasty.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
half
but
the people try and burn their house down trying to make it.
Well, go it outside. Do it outside. Go
okay,
outside.
Then you just burn your lawn.
I mean, when we did it outside by the pool. It wasn't like very dangerous or anything like that. You just, you know.
The other day on Lisa's broadcast in the morning, the guy was showing how to deep fry a turkey, and there's this pot of just like boiling hot oil, right? Mm-hmm. And he puts the hook on the end of the turkey. His bare ass hand is like getting splashed on and stuff. I'd be like, ah, no, I'm not doing that anymore. Use the damn hook holder thing.
Right.
And he was just sticking his hand in there. I was like, nah, I'm not trying all that experimental fire hazard.
You guys are being silly. I love how so-called vegans still drink water. That's a fish's house, you savages.
Oh, boy. I knew that was going somewhere bad fast.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, we got two in the books. We got one more hour of this show. Then we've got a half hour of the Blitz before we turn you over to Dave South and the Aggie Radio Network as they get ready for another holiday game. So we're going to continue to move on. We'll take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to interject on the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text, and Barry's checking text. Otherwise, we all check Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.